This is the first time we're going to send humans to the moon, and we're going to have humans in low Earth orbit. That is awesome.
I was talking to someone very close to Elon Musk, and this is in the first Trump administration, and they said, no, they're really going to launch the Mars mission from the dark side of the moon, so it can't be looked at by a lot of our enemies, but also it's a better launch point, and also it's protecting the craft facilities from solar radiation. And they've already got 3D printers up there. They've already got a base up there with a secret space program. And that when Trump wins re-election, they're going to announce it and do it. You notice Musk suddenly said, now we're not launching from the Earth. We're launching from the dark side of the moon a month ago.
Exactly. Well, that's 6-7 years ahead. That's the kind of intel. This is part of the problem, which is we're getting the intel much, much later. And there's this gap in time. So we talk about things like the release of the UFO file. This is scheduled.
8 brilliant minds, each one inching closer to unlocking zero-point energy, plasma fusion that could render fossil fuels obsolete, or the anti-gravity secrets allegedly reverse-engineered from crashed non-human craft, have met mysterious ends or vanished without a trace. Their deaths and disappearances clustering in recent months amid rising whispers of massive revelations.
I've been 100% serious. I've been briefed by just about every alphabet agency there is. And I'll just tell you this, if they would release the things that I've seen, you would stay up, you'd be up at night worrying about or thinking about this stuff. This country would have come unglued, I think, if they would have heard all that I heard. They would demand answers. And we need to, but you know, it's never going to get, unfortunately, it just keeps getting covered up, and the people that know are dying or disappearing, as the case may be.
Wow.
And for the record, I'm not suicidal and I don't take risks.
This is why Congress is working hard for whistleblower protections, because we want people to feel safe to come out and have a conversation. And right now they don't feel overly safe. They've seen some of the tactics and techniques that were applied to try to keep people quiet in the past. Let me say this in general terms. People say, oh, well, the government would never kill anybody to protect a secret. Try going to Area 51 and look at the signs on that chain link fence where it says lethal force authorized. You cross that fence and they can kill you dead. Okay? So the government can, under certain extreme cases, under certain extreme situations and conditions, they can do whatever they need to do to protect national security, and they will.
But I was standing behind an alien in a spacecraft, just a small one. Okay, I ask you a question? And he said, okay. And I said, how do you get from here to Alpha Centauri? We can't do that. The only thing that we think about is I have to go really fast for a really long time. Can you use what information I have in my head and try to explain it to me? And he said, well, do you know what a Rubik's Cube is? And I said, oh, yeah, my son can do them in 2 minutes. He says, okay, so imagine a Rubik's Cube, but not necessarily just the 6 sides. Just imagine the concept of a Rubik's Cube. And I said, okay. Now imagine on each one of the tiles on the Rubik's Cube has a chart of the elements. And he says, so what you do to get to Alpha Centauri is you just twist the cube. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I told you wouldn't understand. And he said, when the periodic table occurs in a different place, you're at that place. And that's just a very crude explanation. But you have to stop thinking about go that way for a long time, very fast.
Describe the very first time you were teleported.
It's scary in a way. I mean, you don't really know, okay, is this evil? Is this good? What is this? What do I do with this? How do I deal with it? I was on the phone. Oh, my God, what's happening? And I was landed. And landed about 40 miles away in a ditch outside of a Baptist church in a little tiny town just where you cross over the border.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The epic saga of The American Journal, first with David Knight, then Harrison Smith, Ronna Morello, and now Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins, the final hour. It all ends here, but we're going to close things out with a bang. We're going to get your calls on the board. We want to hear what you have to say on misinformation, on the deep dive we just covered, on topical news, what's breaking right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to read out the number.
Yeah, go ahead. No,
I'm going to read out the number real quick. It's 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Go ahead and call it.
We would like to hear from you. I would like to hear from you guys. What do you guys think about the deep dive, the whole misinformation thing? I mean, like, you could debate, but at the same time, this
we want to hear what people have to say. We don't need to hear about the black popes meeting on the dark side of the moon to initiate the Jesuit Holocaust or whatever. We don't need to hear about that today. So thank you. We appreciate it. Yes, it's all secret hand symbols. I don't even know what I'm doing, but
well, somebody said I do this. Yeah. Like, sometimes, like, my hands naturally go to this motion, and they said I'm part of, like,
zoom in. There we go.
They said I'm part of the Illuminati or something, and it's just kind of funny.
You are. It's all true. It's like, all true.
I always had that pose even before I got into media, but I digress.
We're getting. It's a crank call, but it's a very good one. We're getting Mark Levin. He's calling in. So we got Mark Levin on the board. Let's just go ahead and take that if he's screened. Mark, are you happy with the tweet that Trump put out?
Right, the plan is finally all together now.
Oh no!
That's right.
No, what happens next from here? Has he finally listened to you and Laura Loomer? Is he eating out of the palm of your hand?
Oh, not only is he listening to me, but we have completely cut him off of your methylene blue.
And oh no!
We don't let him take it, T Rex. We don't let him take it. That's right, because it makes them more powerful. That's the sole secret. We kept them off of it.
Well, did y'all watch Lord of the Rings and you saw, like, Grima Wormtongue whispering to the king and keeping him weak, and you're like, we have to do that to Trump? Was that part of the protocol? Was that an inspiration?
That's what we tell you. We tell you what we're going to do in the movies. We've been telling you this for years, and now we don't care. The mirror's off, the curtain's down.
Hey, it is
go time, baby. It was all a trick.
Hey, right. Mark, how do you feel that you're part of the new Avengers, man? You're part of the new squad.
I am not only Micro Mark Levin. I don't care if people say I have a micro penis, because it's true. I'll tell the world now. I'll tell the world that I got a micro penis. And what I do with it, here's the thing. I had to take it out of my first book. They said, the publisher said, you better take this out because people will make fun of you, just like they did in college. And I said, I'll show them. This is where my anger comes from. And I don't care anymore. I'm letting it all loose.
So that's why you've had such a successful career then. I guess maybe you and Trump are bonding over that as well.
That's right. That's right. There's a secret culture of us. And we jam Vienna sausages up there. And we tie off the skin because we don't get uncircumcised. You know that. We don't get circumcised.
Oh, you don't play that? All right. It's getting a little dicey now. All right.
I'm sorry. that.
No. You're okay. I mean, we watch your show, Mark. And like Trump has been telling us, he says you're the source of information. Aren't you proud of that, to be the official state media now?
That's right. I am. I have been, and I have been for years, because we are the ones. We are the ones who rule the world. You don't know this, but you finally are starting to figure it out.
Wow.
We finally said, you and Tucker and your dad, you're all gone now.
Wow.
It is all of us. We are in control.
No, we're not going to let you in, Levin. Thank you for calling, and always appreciate the call. Thank you, Micro Mark.
Love the product.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. See, even they have to keep it away from Trump. He can't take the methylene blue.
Let's go to number two, Sean in California. You are on the air. What's going on, man?
Hey, Tim. Hey, Rex. I just want to, you know, congratulate you guys on the future endeavor you're going to be putting on. I, you know, dropped by on your YouTube channel last night. And I want to make a quick observation. If Mark Levin said, yeah, he'd be a dead ringer for Skeletor. And I realized he got that name, Micro Mark, because, you know, when the Moyle was doing the whole circumcision thing, turns out they were only paying the guy in tips. So, you know. That's kind of a mishap type issue.
All right, that's a bit brutal.
Sean, the crew thought it was funny.
It's very funny. We like to call it a family show. Do you have a political remark, something on the deep dive, maybe?
Well, I'll keep it simple. When you know, the American people are having foreign governments directing what we the people are doing, we the people have got to push back on this and can't let it pass. So in a way, it's kind of a mixed blessing of what we've been having these last few weeks. Loving what Melania did yesterday, because now America has to decide, are we going to do what Melania wants and get Congress to expose this Epstein issue? Or are we going to, you know, kind of keep messing around in the Middle East where we have no business? Nowhere in the Constitution has it ever written that, hey, we got to go, you know, looking for foreign wars for oil and have an American empire. That's been a term this week I've heard a lot. American empire.
I'm kind of worried about Melania, you know, like she's and Trump doesn't take dissent very well. And, you know, he's in the Epstein files. He's one of the people that could be, you know, implicated on this. We kind of already have a strong feeling. But, you know, Trump might be trying to collect some Mario coins, because he's very like irate these days.
But think about it, though. She comes out like on Easter, the day after Easter, and she's walking with Trump, and the reporters are like, Melania, what do you think of the children in war zones? What do you think about the kids being bombed? And she goes, like, they're being bombed for their future, basically, is the remark that they give. And, like, she's also out there, she says, like, oh, like they put out that giant, like, film, like the Melania film and all that. So I look at it as to, like, what's the thing that's making her switch up now? Did she just recently have, like, in the last, like, 48 hours, have some sort of change of conscience? But because, like, she's out there saying, like, the kids are getting bombed for their future. But this Epstein thing seems to just outweigh everything else, right?
Yeah, it does.
Thank you for the call.
Let me add real quick, and I'll go. Look into Ivanka, you know, what happened when she passed away while Trump was in office. Maybe Melania got a little message.
Are you talking about the one of his other wives? You're not talking about his daughter, right? His daughter's still alive.
No, the daughter's mom. The first
same
wife.
Name. Gotcha.
Yeah, Ivanka, whichever.
Okay, all right. Just clarifying, because we got a big audience here. We got to make sure. Thank you so much, Sean in California. Let's go to Tim in Gates Foundation in Seattle. How are you doing?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Yep. Good. I'm walking outside the Gates Foundation right now, bullhorning them, and I just wanted to thank you guys for continuing the
awesome.
Fight. Never, you know, we need you for the next 25, 30 years to inspire other Americans. So just never quit, please.
What did you think about the deep dive? I don't know if you did you get a chance to catch it?
No, I caught a little bit of it, and you're totally right. We are being, you know, we are being infiltrated by ideas to weaponize our responses at a later time, and we have to be very careful and diligent about it. So I appreciate you doing that too.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, man. We really appreciate it. Keep bullhorning them. Keep giving them hell. Thank you, Tim. Really appreciate that. Let's go to Robert in Alabama on the deep dive. What are your thoughts on deep dive, Robert? How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. You know, I think we're, you know, like your dad says, there's good propaganda and there's bad propaganda. But then there's, you know, good propaganda that they obscure it and use bad means and, you know, tell you it's good. So you think it's a good idea. But they go about means to you know, that impact us negatively.
Right. Okay.
No, I agree with you on that. Again, it's very hard to tell what's right and wrong today or what's true, because everyone's truth can be local to them, you know? So it's like that's why I do the deep dive. That's why I try to filter out a lot of the noise and try to give you guys the signal, because it is very difficult to have the discernment. And I think what InfoWars does a good job at is like not trying to control the narrative.
Sure. And it's just mixed opinions too. Yeah. Right. Cause we got a different opinion. Harrison has a different opinion than my dad, even though we might agree on like 60 to 70% of the stuff going on, you know, like there's a lot of room there, and that's why like we're authentic and the mainstream media is not. Thank you for the call, Robert. Let's go to Anthony.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, dang it. All right. Sorry. Bad form on our end. Apologize, Robert. Call into the weekly show. Thank you very much. Let's go to Anthony in Texas. True Social post on Palantir and the Great Reset.
Yo, Rex, it's Anthony Graffio.
Yo, is it breaking news? That's why I took the call. Is there breaking news right now?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it in because, you know, the whole situation with Trump going against your dad and everybody yesterday. Well, today, two things that Trump put it on True Social was world's most powerful reset. Yeah. So if we put great in front of that, that's basically just a WEF talking point, right? The Great Reset.
Sure.
Then he champions Palantir. Palantir Technologies has proven to have great war fighting capabilities and equipment. Just ask our enemies, President DGT. So these are like all things that we are being proven right once and once again, that Trump is not on our side. Like, right. I don't know how much more we can be shown this, how much more MAGA could be shown that Trump is not on our side.
The U.S. president shouldn't be saying he's going to destroy civilization, and they've got the stock letters in there.
Yeah, that's the best part about this. Hey, go buy some Palantir stock. He's signaling
to
you guys.
It's time to pump it up. It's time to pump the stock.
Time to make some money, baby.
Pump and dump.
Yeah.
Wow. It's insane, guys. Great show, though. Just want to bring that on for you guys to let you know that was being said.
Thank you. We appreciate the call. Thank you, Anthony. Let's go to Inner City Rogue, okay, in Denver, from the deep dive in Trump's fallout.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'd like to just kind of talk a little bit about the gray area that you guys mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many bots I'm talking to so far. It's probably ridiculous, but I'm having to kind of filter out some of my social media friends and whatnot, make sure they got real pictures and stuff like that, because obviously there can be a lot of bots, and that's something to definitely watch out for. So,
sure.
But when it comes to Trump, I kind of want to talk about that, because nobody really seems to get kind of why this whole 180 change has took place, because this clearly isn't dementia. This isn't just him getting old or whatever. This is clearly a distinct type of characteristic that many people just kind of throw out the window. They just don't really take serious. And that's demonic possession. Witchcraft is very real. And this is totally the case of demonic possession. I guarantee you, you got witches and people in his cabinet, particularly Jared Kushner.
I'm going to interrupt you right now. We can just go ahead and name some of them for you. Paula White, for example. Paula White literally wears she wears a red devil suit and prays it in tongues, which means she like babbles in demonic language over Trump while she has her like claw paw on him. Mm-hmm. So yes,
exactly.
this is 100% real. And even if you don't believe it out there in the audience, the viewing, listening public, they believe in it. They believe that it's real. Okay. It's not just this arbitrary thing. Like this is a very real thing. And you know what? Like there are some aspects to the whole like dementia decline thing that I actually do agree with, but I don't think that has to necessarily be separate from what you're describing. Does that make sense?
You there?
Oh, he dropped. Okay. All right. We appreciate the call. Who do you want to take? Abraham looks good.
Yeah. Let's go ahead with Abraham from Staten Island.
How are you doing?
Gentlemen. Excellent. Great, great, great breakdown. Very good. As soon as you emphasize that the following content is specific for extra attention, our minds go into a deep dive, literally. So, yes, to label it that way, great content. My mother was a Russian college professor, and they are light years ahead of us. in terms of structuring influence over society. And I want to say that I think our president, if he really does drink Diet Coke every day, if he really does eat McDonald's frequently, that toxicity is causing his mind to malfunction.
Yes.
I know of a great woman that started drinking Diet Coke every day. She got multiple sclerosis triggered by it. There's some crappy stuff, aspartame. He's consuming aspartame every day.
Buckets of it.
And he probably has a huge stock portfolio interest in it. He's plugging it, you know, as well. So that's what, but now right before I called, I had to realize this. Now we got to revisit the fake blood that may have been on his ear. This may have been a contrived event because the big boys were fitting him in there to make us all drop our guard. Like, oh, our hero, he survived death. Oh, we know God is guiding him now. And maybe that guy really did get the sniper aimed for the civilian in the back who he gave $1 million to. So maybe the civilian was sacrificed to sell the gimmick.
Now, one thing I want to step in here. I definitely see your perspective on this. But remember, you know, it's very easy when there's complicated situations to say, well, it was a false flag, those types of things. The fact of the matter is we don't 100% know.
It is so crazy.
It is hard.
It is so crazy, though, to look at events like this and they happen. And then we're told that, oh, you know, you'd think if you were the president of the United States or the president-elect and you had just gone through an assassination attempt and you had won, you were in office day one, I want you to release public investigation, everything on my killers and why they did it and all the information you have. We haven't heard a word about Thomas Crooks, the supposedly Iranian assassin who wears the Mount Rushmore shirt.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Well, and the reason why I say it's more complicated, because if you remember while he's sitting there looking at the sign, to time up the timing of him moving his head and also the bullet at the same time, again, I work in a world of probabilities. It's very hard to get that accurate. And there's like, just imagine if someone says, okay, I'm going to play a trick on you and you have to line up and I have to like fake pretend to shoot you. And people actually died. So that's how we know they're real bullets, right? But it's like, I have to fake pretend to shoot you and you need to just fall down. It's like, I'm not taking that risk of you potentially missing.
It is crazy that he didn't get like sprayed. You know, it is crazy. It was the shot and it killed the civilian in the back, like you say. I mean, great, great call, man. Like, we understand that perspective. And here's the thing, like, we're not going to shame people for examining any possibilities. So thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And I'll clarify. My whole point is just bringing alternative things. I mean, here's the thing. There can be partially true. Things can be, but it's just, again, that's why for me, I just wait till I see all the facts.
I believe it's real, but I'm willing to question things and look at it from all angles. Thank you, Abraham, for the great call out there in Staten Island, keeping it real. Let's go to Phil and Leander talking about the deep dive.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I've been a listener for 20 some odd years. Always loved Alex and the information, and
right.
I just want to try to give a little bit of perspective to the dynamics of what's going on. I mean, the narratives and what they're putting out for us to consume is not an accident. And I can only hope that behind all the smoke and mirrors, which I can't imagine you can unravel this worldwide cabal enterprise that's so sophisticated, you know, the banking system, the pharmaceutical system, it's so extreme and so there's so many dynamics. I don't see how Trump could possibly find a happy medium and please everybody. So I think just personally, I think Alex, to some extent, and he's getting some ridicule from some other talk show hosts, particularly Nino Rodriguez, who I think is pretty sharp and got some good resources. I don't know. It seems like Alex took a huge turn against Trump. I get it. You know, Iran, it looks like the end of the world, and he said Pelletier's controlling him and blah, 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 blah.
Wait. So we can't just brush over the war. You understand my dad's been anti-war for 32 years, and Trump promised no new wars, and he's violated everyone's trust, and that's why Trump's attacking us now is because we're being ideologically consistent. He's lied to everyone's face.
I agree with you 100%, but here's one other. I'm not arguing with you. I just want to give you a different perspective. So there's a thing called the Promethean Project. This lady's been studying politics and Middle East dynamics for 30 years, just like Alex. And what she's to unravel this incredible, behemoth of corruption, it takes so much. It's like Mission Impossible, right? It's like one of those things. We can't nail down any kind of solid perspective, but when you start infusing narrative that ideologically, and I'm accusing you guys of it to some extent. I think you're balanced, but to some extent, it's hard. We're humans. To throw the baby out with the bathwater because Trump looks wacky now and he's doing decisions that are not consistent with what he promised. Listen, I'm the first ones offended by that. I was the biggest Trump supporter. I'm not against him, but I just think it's so complicated and so convoluted, and there's so much at stake that has to be. I mean, this lady from Promethean Project.
All right, we appreciate the call. We only have 3 minutes left. I want to have time to respond to you, and I want you to respond as well.
Yeah.
I would say, where is your red line? Where is your limit? We know where ours is. You guys that still support the president despite what he's doing. I mean, it's a mental illness in my view, and no amount of fact or logic I could present. You just say, oh, it's unfixable. Oh, we can't expect him to untangle all these scenarios. Hey, we can actually expect people to not send planes and massive military shipments to the Middle East thousands of miles away. All he had to do to keep our support was to keep the troops home.
Yeah.
That's all he had to do. Your thoughts, Tim?
Well, to give him some grace in terms of what he was saying, yes, the issues, the topics, the things, the decisions that he makes are complicated.
Please. No.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Let me finish my thought here.
Go ahead.
They are complicated in a sense that we don't know how the system actually works in the background, who puts pressure, what's being said, those conversations. Again, but if you have a conscience and you have the ability to not sacrifice your soul, there are basic bare minimums that needed to be met that hadn't been met. And that's where I'm trying to establish the ball here is like, it doesn't matter everything at the end of the day. You know, you could hate him, love him. The fact is that the American people were suffering. They asked for a solution. And what's clear and that you can't refute is that there hasn't been a clear solution up till now.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about a solution? So what did we elect him to do, Phil, in your view?
Well, I think you're right. You're making your point is poignant. I'm just trying to not throw all the baby out with the bathwater because we sent troops over there. The fact of the matter is the level of threat that he had to impose. This is going after the Bank of London. This is going after the Chinese. Everybody says, oh, it's a war with Iran, and oh, my God, we're going to sacrifice lives and blah, blah, blah. Look, we sacrificed as many lives with the COVID shot as we did in World War II, and everybody's in a panic. Oh, it's a war, blah, blah, blah. The world's been at war from day one. Now, I mean, war's necessary at this point to unravel this behemoth.
Wow.
And then, I know it sounds nutty, but look. I haven't seen anybody else with this.
We appreciate your call. Not trying to cut you off. We got I'm looking at the clock. It's 41 seconds.
Yeah, stay tuned. We're still going to take more calls. Don't leave.
Yes, it's so cold in here. It's crazy. I'm shivering. Yeah. The jacket is actually functional. It's not just for show.
Yeah, it is functional. But we appreciate you guys joining us here. We're still going to take more callers. We want to hear from you. This is the last show on the American Journal. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
We love you all. Don't we love the audience, Tim?
Yeah.
We love you all.
Love you guys.
Viewers, listeners out there, we're doing the morning with you. We're on the American Journal. Last trip around the sun today. Let's do it.
CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites
use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN Zone website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. They put it in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I went and did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Episode of The American Journal. We got your calls on the board. We're going to take more of them. We just want to take a moment to say thank you to everybody. I mean, you might have been watching this show for literally over a decade. So it means a lot to us to be able to close things out for you. Tim?
Yeah, it's been an honor. It's been a privilege to be able to do this. I think about it and I just realize all the memories that have been here. I know I'm coming at the end here, but I can see how much this place means to people. I can see how much the show means to the audience. And, you know, we want to do the right thing by giving it the proper goodbye, by just allowing you guys to continue to be having a conversation with us today rather than just taking an interview or something.
Sure.
We want to make this about you guys.
We're never talking at you. We're talking with you because, like, we think we're embodying y'all's spirit and what we cover and what we say, because it's all based on what y'all want. Like, that's what the show has always been about. That's why this network has been successful, is because we're not trying to preach you a message that came on from down high. We're just like you. We watch the same shows that you do. We do the same things that you do. We have families just like you. We are you. So it means a lot to talk to you. Let's go back to the calls.
To number 11, Nimrod in Dallas.
You're on the air.
Nimrod, you there?
Yes, sir. How you boys doing?
Doing
fantastic,
great,
man.
Great to speak with you guys. Really sorry to see the show go. I want to make a quick point. You know, Donald Trump is absolutely nothing without Alex Jones. Alex Jones was MAGA before Trump. Alex Jones was 1776 worldwide. Well, Donald Trump was still partying with Jeffrey Epstein. And at this point, we know Donald Trump is fully compromised. So the world knows that Alex Jones was, is, and always will be our one true leader. And Alex has proven that he is the only man left on earth that cannot be bought and paid for. And the reason I'm bringing this up on the American Journal is because I have a message for Alex Jones. Alex, you won't be around forever. And at some point, you're going to need to take a well-deserved retirement, and someone needs to fill your shoes. And there's only one man that's up to the task. I love Owen and Harrison and Chase, but only one man was born for the job, and the InfoWar is Rex Jones' birthright. And you need to make sure Rex and Tim have a primetime slot on the new network. The gray area is the future of populism. That's all I want to say. God bless
you guys.
Very
kind. Thank you so much for that, Nimrod. That would be wonderful. Really appreciate the spirit of what you're saying there, and also the literal nature of it. We want to be on the new network. I think that's the plan.
It is.
Whatever that shapes up into being. People, they ask me a lot of questions about the new network. They'll say, like, oh, what's going to happen when? Like, do you know the specifics of it? We have an interim studio, so the broadcast, the party will never truly stop, but there will be a period where things are going to get kind of reformulated, rescheduled, moved around. We do agree. I want the opportunity to communicate with the audience. I really love the audience, and I feel bonded with them, and I feel like they know me and I know them, and some of them have been watching me for literally like 13, 14 years at this point.
Yeah.
I want to continue to be connected with you guys, and keep in mind, I'm going to be doing New American Journal, My American Journal on X starting off, but also we'll make a YouTube, we'll make a Rumble. The best way to stay in the loop and to catch my new morning show, which will be 8 to 11 a.m., just like this one, so you have a new place to go, because I know a lot of people love and have learned to kind of watch the journal in the morning.
Yep.
If you still want to catch that great information, I'm doing a three-hour show. We're coming back in the evening. If it's a Thursday, Sunday, we'll do a 2 to 3 hour gray area. But if it's a normal day, I'll do a 90-minute countdown show. And a lot of that is going to be in the spirit of what we're going to do on the new network, because my dad wants to kind of get away from like the super long format. He wants to drill down into the info that we give people.
Yep.
And I think that's why me and Tim have really bonded over the deep dive, is it's really like how I'd like to formulate a lot of the information that I'm going to provide to people in the future.
Yeah. No, it is everything. And Nimrod, I really do appreciate the kind words there.
Sure.
You know, however the ball falls, you'll still catch us. We'll still be on air, whether it's on gray area or something else. We're not going to stop. You know, we're just getting started. We only started just 6 months ago. So.
Totally. Let's go to Nick in Connecticut. Trump's 180 and the attack. I like that descriptor there. Caller number 8, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing, Rex? So I had to call in, and I'm glad I got through on the last day. I've talked to Owen before. I've talked to Harrison. I've talked to your dad a couple times, and I'm really glad I got to speak to you. It really makes me sick, what Trump's doing. I mean, you know, Harrison kind of went over the footage yesterday of the trial, your dad, and how they, you know, they admitted that they'd done studies that your dad was instrumental more than anyone else by multiples.
I had that clip Trump in my elected rundown for today. Great minds think alike. Go ahead. You're 100% right. More influential than Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh combined. That's what they said.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is why, you know, there, you know, when you Google search your dad and Sandy Hook, nothing comes up until a certain point when they decided this is what we're going to do to get back at Alex Jones for getting him, you know, for him getting Trump into office. And the fact that Trump can just 180 and turn on everybody who backed him, who got him to where he is, it literally hurts my stomach to even think about. And the fact is that we're going to lose our country because of this. I mean, if Democrats get back in office, I I fear, I don't even want to think about what they're going to do. I mean, they've told us what they're going to do. And, you know, it's all but certain that they're going to take the House and probably the Senate in the midterms. And then,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to think too far ahead, but, you know, what they have planned, you know, obviously your father and your whole family has a target on their back, and so do many other people. But just the average citizen who backed Trump, you know, we all have a target on us, and they're going to flood our country. And they're going to, you know, the things that they have planned are just unspeakable. But
I would say with the 2028 election, I think everyone's kind of tired of the charades.
Sure.
So, yep. I mean, there are more people that are independent like myself than who are on either party anymore. Or I mean, they're still.
We're going to have.
I'm saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's more people that are kind of waking up. Mm-hmm. So the Democrats are not just going to be able to, even for their own camp, just completely propagandize everyone again, because we've been through this before with Biden.
We're going to build our own new political consciousness, and we don't even have to come up with a new platform. It's literally what Trump ran on and lied about doing. The thing is, it's not like we had another guy like a Bush or a Clinton or an Obama that just came in with some like HR rep plan on a piece of paper and just lied about everything they did, everything that they were going to do. And just like, it was bad from the start, right? You didn't understand it. It was written like terms and conditions for you.
Yeah.
Like Trump literally came out in plain English and said, reason why the country's bad, foreign entanglements, legal immigration, war. I'm going to put an end to all that. I'm going to be the peace president. And then we were just lied to. Yeah. But in that historic betrayal, to betray something means that there's something of value that was lost in the first place. Right. And all we got to do is pick that up out of the dirt and wash it off. And we got to have somebody or some other people, just in general, a new political party, a new movement that rejects all of this. That's my personal opinion. I like people tentatively like Massey. I like people tentatively like Rand Paul. But it's so hard when you look at the entire just ship of fools and a sea of monsters. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Anthony in Pennsylvania talking about the deep dive. What's on your mind related to that?
That, I love that deep dive. That was like definitely a great thing to do, because I've always paid attention to how these agencies work, how they feed us all these narratives and information and images. Like when the TV was created, we had only a few channels, and they call them channels and programs for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just like channeling a certain idea set, like the food network or travel network.
Yep.
And you can see it happening in like shows on MTV. I was watching, that Catfish show once. And there was a guy sitting there with his BLM shirt on. When the commercial came back, he got a rainbow flag shirt on. When the commercial came back. You know, I watch all these little changes that happen on these shows. And we watched Pop Gear from in the UK.
I mean, everyone's signaling, right? Like that's the thing that happens very often, whether you're on the right or whether you're on the left, and in that BLM switching to the transgender stuff or whatever you were saying. I mean, those things do exist, you know, and it's just like, that's why we cover it. That's why Rex and I hold the position so strong to just like,
sure.
Just question everything.
Yeah. And we're tired of being lied to, man. Yeah. And we thought we had someone that might tell us some truths, and it's just such a betrayal to see what ended up going down. We gave that man power. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jay in Maine, the spell that Trump put on everyone. Jay, you're on the air.
How you doing? You guys are doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. And Alex is 100% correct in the way he feels right now. This is discernment. This is the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is telling him something's very, very wrong. And I'll tell you what that is. Trump, as well as everybody around him, are satanic Kabbalists. These are spells that they're putting on us, as well as the deep dive. You were talking about it with the media. These are all spells. If you go back to Trump's first term, Marina Abramovich, in multiple interviews,
yes,
called Trump the high magician or the great magician. Okay? Truth in plain sight. Second, he did a speech near the wall. I don't recall what the speech was called, but you should be able to find it, where he said, you knew I was a snake before you let me in. This is the revelation of
the famous snake poem. Yes. Yes, indeed.
That has a double meaning. People thought it was about immigration. He was telling you, this is me.
Right.
Okay, so he revealed his method years ago.
The sympathetic magic, yes, yes.
Correct. And you can also find the power that he built off MAGA is the highest level of the satanic priesthood. It's called a MAGA, M-A-G-A. That's what he is. Everybody around him, the same thing, they're priests. That Lutnick, Kushner, Levin, Chabad Lubavitch, which sits in front of every president when they come in. These are the guys in the black hats that stand around the president.
I've seen. I think we've all seen the photographic evidence of what you're talking about. People could dismiss it as crazy. I say just look at the images at the Western Wall with all our politicians.
Thank you so much for the call. Let me go to Let's go to number two. Or you wanted to read something?
No, that's fine. Number two, yeah. Alex in North Virginia. Thank you for being on the air with us today. You're giving props on the show and products. Awesome, man.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I wanted to definitely give props to the show so many years. Props to Alex Jones that I've been listening to him for, 30 years or whatever?
Awesome.
I got the Faraday bag from November. I got the new one coming.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Knives, y'all. I got the everything. Everything. Even the zeolite. I got three bottles of that. Yay, me. So... The only thing is that I kind of don't like, I've been turned off where the show has turned because of the constant being against Trump and how it unfolded. And, you know, everybody has their opinion. And my opinion is that I'm sticking with Trump all the way through because I know this wasn't going to be a clean fight. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be a lot of nail biting and finger poking and
Whose fight is it though? Like, why do we have to go fight?
Well, we have to do it because the United States have been under control for almost 250 years.
By who? If I can ask, who is it under control by?
The British.
What?
They never liked that we broke off and decided to make, you know, America. They didn't like that, and so they needed to control everything, and so they're at the very end with their fingertips gripping control. And Trump is breaking it. I mean, it's got to be the fight. There is no other fight. In my lifetime, I haven't felt one.
Let me step in real quick here. First of all, Britain is under America's finger. It's very evident whenever we go and do joint operations, whenever we have economic decisions, Britain is our lapdog that follows exactly what the United States does. And it is proven because we have... private industries, we have all the investment, all the liquidity comes through the New York Stock Exchange more than the London Exchange. So United States is the hegemony. It's number one in the world because of that, right? Britain had its last fallout after World War II once they were decimated. The United States stepped in, propped up itself. Britain would be the reserve currency of the world if it was really in charge. So I just want to make that clear that there's no way that Britain is controlling us at this point.
Well, that's why we, you know, it's two minds. But, you know, you can't be a truly sovereign state. I mean, a sovereign country come July 4th if you're still dealing with these problems.
What do you think about, does Israel have any role at all to play in the conflict? Are they a puppet of the British Empire as well? I mean, obviously created a British mandate of Palestine, but is Netanyahu like a small player in this in your view?
Netanyahu is a big time player.
Okay.
And Israel.
Well, why are we supporting him?
That's one thing that I haven't really put my finger on other than, you know, they know black magic and witchcraft and all that fun stuff, hypnotism, all that. What they've always done. They've hypnotized, they've gotten into every government that they could get into, and they've brought every government
so
that they
support
could get
it?
Into down.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah,
if you're going to ride with Trump, like ride or die with Trump, I get that. I get having loyalty to Trump, but if you think all this is going on, and is it happening to Trump? Is he immune from it?
He's not immune. He's getting attacked also. But in the very end, when all the smoke clears, they're going to get dealt with last.
Okay, so question for you. This is my last question, right? I am sure that you or personally or maybe even people that are in your family or people that are close to you that have been affected by what's happening in the economy right now. And a lot of that is steered from the top of the spear, which is the president. How do you judge that as your gas prices have significantly increased, as you know, the cost of living, this, you're in survival mode for most people? How do you rationalize that? I just want to understand your perspective here.
Well, so you already know I'm in Virginia, and you know already that we're dealing with this BS over here. But previous to Trump getting back in, when Biden was under control, was the gas. The gas national average was, what, $3.60, I believe, and it hit $4. When Obama was in office, gas was $4 or $5, and that's over here in Virginia. The cost of living has not dropped. It's increasing, and that's because of all of the people, all of the illegal immigrants that are over here.
Okay, hold on. 1 second. Look, I want to address the thing before you jump into another tangent on
going to legal. I just want to address
what you're saying about Obama and Biden. 100%. That's why I hated what happened. They also didn't do the right thing by the American people, especially Biden. But I put Trump in the same camp, no matter which administration comes in. At some point, Trump was supposed to be the one to cut in and stop that.
We gotta hold these people accountable.
Right. So everyone has to be held accountable. If it was Biden and he won another administration, you wouldn't be sitting here saying that, you know, we've got to defend Biden.
We appreciate the call. Thank you. We could go back and forth on that for a while. We're closing out the show here, guys. This is the last ever episode of The American Journal. I want to let y'all know, maybe you're getting ready for the Alex Jones show. We hope you are. He's got a powerful transmission queued up. I know we'll be watching that.
Yeah.
Of course, his powerful response about to happen after this segment. But here's the thing. If you guys want to see more of us and more of me, we're going to be on Gray Area Talks Thursday and Sunday from now until the end of the universe. Okay. We've been doing shows for months and months and months. We've really been enjoying them. A lot of you guys watching right now have probably maybe already checked that out, but we're Gray Area Talks on YouTube, on X, and on Rumble. Yeah. So go ahead and go there. Give us a follow. Give us a subscribe. It would mean the world to us. We do those live broadcasts. Now, for you people that are out there that have gotten habituated to this morning broadcast, and I got to be honest, I'm usually an afternoon, evening viewer of the network, but I'm getting in the flow now of just loving the morning show and wanting to be the first chronicler you see in news for that day. It's been such an amazing experience. I'm going to continue to take calls. I'm going to continue to have amazing guests. Going to continue to have the best information available. It's going to be live every morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. If you want to go ahead and just throw up my Twitter and show people that, I want to let you know. And also keep in mind, Tim is tagged in my profile. Gray Area Talks is tagged in my profile.
Give me a follow. I do Please. The deep dives because I love you guys.
And it's really, it's easier for us to do outreach and to get on these big shows and these big platforms if we have the ability to have y'all supporting us by just giving us that follow, that subscribe. It shouldn't matter, but that number matters a lot. And it means a lot to us that you choose to support us and what we're doing. I also want to show you right now. I know we got a lot of people here. I want to let you know. I have the original Knockout Sleep Support, reloaded, reformulated. I'm a supplement manufacturer. I'm a white labeler, and I ship it all out myself. Nose to tail, the entire process. You want to support American small business, I've got Knockout Sleep Support on 50percentoff.com. If you go to 50percentoff.com, you'll see a lot of things. You'll see Brain Force. You'll see Classic Toothpaste. You'll see a variety of items available for you on 50percentoff.com. But the main thing is Knockout Sleep Support. If you're out there, if you're taking a melatonin, if you're out there, you're taking a magnesium, a GABA, L-theanine, valerian root, lemon balm, hops flower extract, blue chamomile, German CO2 extracted from Germany, all of that is in there. It's $30. It's $30. If you're taking two or more products, you're already going to save like yourself $10, $15. And we want to offer you the best deals possible. By buying that product, you're supporting me, my future work, and my future operations. I want to throw Jones CBD up there as well. I love sleep formulas. Everybody takes stuff for sleep. Tons of people take melatonin. Melatonin's an incredibly powerful antioxidant, super anti-inflammatory, a lot of amazing effects that are just on record. You can look at the studies. But at JonesCBD.com, if regular melatonin isn't enough for you, I've got Dreamwave. Let's go ahead and click on Dreamwave. That's a 1500 milligram full spectrum CBD tincture that's got 3 to 6 milligrams, half a mil to full a mil of melatonin, 50 milligrams of CBD, and then 50 to 100 milligrams of German CO2 extracted blue chamomile. What I like to do when I go to bed, I brush my teeth, I wash my mouth out, and then I put that stuff in my mouth. I lie down, I go to sleep. The oil-based CBD is like 10 to 20% bioavailable, but only when it's directly under your tongue does it get up to like 80, 90, 100%. So with this stuff, it tastes great. It's incredible. It's got the melatonin and everything absorbs sublingually effortlessly because it tastes so good. So I got 50%off.com. I've got Knockout Sleep Support and I've got Jones CBD with the Dreamwave Tincture and a lot more. But I wanted to plug because here's the thing. Other people, they sell the product or they do the show so they can sell the product. We sell the product so we can do the show. And doing stuff, gray area talks, doing the New American Journal broadcast in the morning. We need to put food on the table. This is a full-time job and it's been such an honor to do it for you.
It has been. And I want to give you your flowers because people don't understand how much Rex cares about
this. I really do.
Yesterday alone, he went on the American Journal for 3 hours. Then he was on Due Dissonance for another hour. Then
3 hours.
Due Dissonance for another 3 hours. Then he was on Owen. And then he came on our own show after being exhausted from those and did another 2 hours with me. So he cares, guys.
I really do.
And he's grinding behind the scenes. He's trying to make sure that everything's happening and everyone is being impacted by what's happening out in the ecosphere of the logistics and the nightmare situations.
And I mean, I grew up here. I grew up in this building when I was like 10, 12 years old. I was sitting behind this desk, maybe a little bit older, shooting reports, like cursing at myself because I couldn't get things right. And I would have to edit my reports and look back at it and it'd just be me saying the F word 100 times. I just can't get it right. I can't get it right. Yeah. If I could just go back to myself back then and just say, hey, man, it's all going to be okay. You're going to figure this out one day and you're going to be in that same studio a decade later doing what you've always loved and wanted to do. I finally feel like we got things figured out here. It's just been such an incredible experience.
And I am so glad when we started this, at first you weren't sure about yourself and you weren't sure whether you were going to go all the way through with this.
Absolutely.
It had been a long time since you had been on camera. You know, you had a lot of things that had built up over the years,
right.
But you believed in yourself. I pushed you. You pushed yourself.
Yes.
And you see the man today, you see where the generations have gone and we're in a full circle moment. We care about this country.
Yes,
our generation is the next one that has to grow up and figure out how to raise our children in this generation.
Totally,
and you guys
totally
are also
agree.
At home have to deal with this. And we just want to bring light to the entire world. We want to bring light. And it sucks that this is the last time we have to do this on this network. But there's going to be something bigger around.
Indeed, you're going to want to stay tuned for that and more. If you go ahead and get that Ginyu Beat video tuned up again, let's go ahead and go out to that. I want to celebrate this show. I want to take it out gracefully. I want to do it well with skill and poise. And I just want to say thank you, American Journal. This is a great ship. It's been a great battleship in the fight against the enemy.
Guys.
And we will continue on into the new network on Gray Area Talks. And beyond, it has always been an honor and a joy, and we love you all. Rex Jones, Tim Tompkins, The American Journal is no more.
Month or so. It looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever.
semi-quintennial. That means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexhillstore.com.
I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. You've taken the info war this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been offensive or bought anything, thealexhillstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.